Hello to the Booniverse at large. This is the 19th of February and the February audio challenge. And I have come back from grocery shopping. And I was planning to broadcast my Celtic show today, but because I haven't been feeling so well because of the root canal that I had done yesterday, I had a throbbing headache and decided to not do the show today. So apologies to everyone for being absent. I don't like to do this, and I especially don't like to do this last minute. But sometimes things, you know, are bigger than us or stronger than us, and this headache was definitely stronger. I am feeling better. I just had some lunch and a cup of tea and a nice relaxing time after coming back from a very stressful shopping trip. I came back to find, first of all, that a very lovely gentleman from Scotland had forwarded one of my music booze to his on his account, and I'm so touched by that. I mean, he didn't have to do that, and the fact that he liked my song enough to forward it just amazes me. So, and I thought I would hang out with you for a while here and show you how to make a recipe that I kind of thought of. Well, I had something similar at a friend's house on Friday. I tasted something similar, and I thought I'd make my own version of it. We talked on Twitter, a number of us talked about vegetables and how many people don't like vegetables. And one of the reasons why I think people don't like to eat vegetables is because they can be very, very, very uninteresting. You know, vegetables aren't the most flavorful. I mean, I'm very, very fortunate. I do enjoy vegetables, but I know that not too many people do. And I think it's because maybe they don't know or haven't been exposed to interesting vegetable cooking. Right now I live in a part of the world where vegetables are eaten a lot, and they're included in almost every dish, and so they have a lot of flavor, and the vegetables here in general are very, very good. Last time I gave you a bit of a cooking boo, I made a stir fry. And today I'm going to make a warm vegetable, I don't want to say vegetable salad because it kind of conjures up connotations of lettuce and those kinds of vegetables, but it is a kind of a wintry salad that you can make. You can eat it cold as well, but you can also eat it warm, and you can eat it kind of on its own, or you can eat it in a sandwich or on a slice of bread or with crackers, or just, you know, with some antipasti, if you want to make some antipasti, and maybe I will do a boo with about antipasti. But this is a dish that I'm kind of making up as I'm going along, but I've had different versions of it. What I'm doing right now is it kind of seems very obvious, but one of the most important secrets to having an enjoyable vegetable dish is having good fresh vegetables. I know that's not always possible, especially in some parts of the world. In the winter, vegetables are very expensive and very scarce. I am fortunate to live in a part of the world where we get very good vegetables all year round. But this is also, you can make variations on this little salad, and I will, once I start making it and telling you how to make it, you'll see what I mean. But the cool thing about it is that you can make this salad from things that you've got at home. Let's say you've got left over some peppers or capsicums, depending on which part of the world you're from, that aren't looking so good. Or tomatoes or tomatoes, depending on which part of the world you're from, that aren't looking so good anymore, that you don't want to eat fresh or raw, I should say. Some zucchini or courgettes that aren't so nice anymore. You can make this from any of these vegetables or all of them. I mean, I wouldn't use potatoes for this. I mean, I guess you could. I wouldn't use things like cabbage or cauliflower. I'm going to use eggplants or aubergines, again, depending on the part of the world you're from. I'm going to use peppers. I'm going to use tomatoes. And I'm going to kick Snowy out of the kitchen. Goodbye, Snowy. And I'm going to use garlic. And I'm going to use some olives. You don't have to use olives if you don't like them. I'm very thingy about olives. I love olives on their own. I love them on pizza. I don't like them in pasta, for example. But in this salad, they work. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a big saucepan. And I've just peeled my eggplants, or aubergine. And I'm going to take a relatively wide, saucepan. And I am going to cube everything that I'm going to cut up here. I'm going to cut up into like bite size, so it's kind of nice and simple to eat. Of course, except for the garlic, which I'm going to mince or cut up very, very small. So I'm going to cut up these eggplants into kind of bite size cubes, and I recommend peeling the eggplants. There are some dishes that you can make where you leave the skin on, but this one is more, I wouldn't. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put some olive oil, good quality olive oil, inside the saucepan. And I don't want this to be very high in calories, so I'm really not going to put a lot. I'm going to put like maybe 2 spoons of it inside the pan. And remember not to overheat your olive oil. Olive oil loses most of its nutritional value if it's overheated. So like if you're actually frying something, it's probably best not to use olive oil for frying. Since I'm cooking this, I'm going to use olive oil. Take my stove. There you go. Got the stove going. And I'm cutting up these. I've got 4 medium-sized eggplants. I'm going to make... Eggplants are these things that kind of like, because they contain a lot of water, they kind of shrink when you cook them, which is a bit of a shame, but they do. Very, very fresh. I just bought them this morning, and they're lovely. So I'm not going to wait for the oil to get too hot. I'm going to, because I don't want the oil to be too hot, and if I put vegetables inside, it will keep the temperature a bit lower. So I'm going to stick the eggplants in. I'm going to bring the phone closer so that perhaps you'll be able to hear things starting to sizzle. There we go. Okay, let's put the telephone here on top of the toaster. Okay. All right. So to this I will add some peppers, and you can use any colored peppers you want, green, red, yellow, orange,
like I said, you can use kind of peppers that you've had in your fridge for a while and you don't know what to do with them because they're not as nice anymore to eat fresh. And I'm going to add a couple of fresh tomatoes to this. Maybe 4 or 5 cloves. No, about 4 cloves of garlic. Because I want this to taste like garlic. You can add onion to this. I personally am not going to add onion to it. I love onion, don't get me wrong. But I don't know, for this, I'm not going to. What I'm going to do after that is I'm going to add 1 tablespoon of tomato paste, salt and pepper, tiny, tiny bit of sugar, like maybe 1/2 teaspoon, just to get the acidity of the tomato out. And I'm going to add, I've got these chilied olives, green olives. And they kind of work with this salad. As I said, I don't usually like cooked olives. I actually really don't like cooked olives. But for some reason, when my friend made this, she did put olives in there. And I thought, you know, this is all right. Because of the garlic, because of the tomato, I guess it works. And then I'm going to see the consistency. If it's too pasty, I'm going to add a little bit of water. And then I'll just cook it for a while. I don't want to cook it too long because I don't want it to go all mushy. But I want it to all be soft. And so that I can either eat it with a spoon or if I want to put it. I had it on a piece of French bread. And it was absolutely wonderful. You don't need to put anything on it, but you can make a sandwich with this and maybe some feta cheese or even mozzarella cheese. Maybe a bit of ham. Anything you like, really. Or even just, you know, regular yellow cheese. Put some of this salad with the cheese. And you can make it spicier if you like. I might throw a little bit of chili in there just to make it a bit zingy. And that's it. You can eat it hot, you know, warm, or you can eat it cold. Both taste very good. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to ask me about those. I know someone asked me yesterday about my air fryer, and I have uploaded quite a while ago to Twitter a review of the Philips air fryer. I might upload it to Audioboo because I've been getting some more questions about it. But anyways, this is a nice winter salad, but it doesn't even have to only be had in the winter, obviously. Make sure, though, because you don't put too much oil, you don't want things to burn here. So make sure you're always mixing. Take a big spoon and keep mixing your veggies. That's it. Enjoy. If you have any questions, feel free to ask, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care.